Hi everyone, today I'm going to be talking about lysine, but more specifically, how this can help people living with multiple sclerosis and other chronic conditions. Lysine, or L-lysine, is known as an essential amino acid, which basically means that we can't produce it in our own bodies, but we would be able to get it from supplements like this or from our diet. I will be talking about the different types of foods that contain lysine. But I'll be doing that a little bit later on in the video. Why is lysine so efficient? Well, it's thought that lysine blocks another amino acid called arginine, and viruses need arginine to multiply. So this lysine is basically stopping the viruses from multiplying. Lysine is more commonly known as the building block of proteins in our body. It helps with growth and it helps with cell regeneration. When we don't get enough lysine in our body, you may start to feel fatigued, loss of concentration, nausea, hair loss, growth problems, and problems with your reproductive system. I'm just going to read you an extract which I found when I was doing my research on lysine and the connection with multiple sclerosis, and this was taken from the University of Missouri. Clinical trials in humans with oral lysine have shown promising results. Oral lysine was shown to reduce relapses. In terms of MS, I'm just going to tell you some more benefits which I think that you will be very interested in. Lysine has this anti-inflammatory effect, and it also has an anti-inflammatory effect on the lining of our guts, keeping a healthy gut and trying to avoid leaky gut syndrome, especially for people with multiple sclerosis, is hugely important. It increases the absorption of calcium, which is not only fantastic for osteoporosis and people with brittle bone diseases, but for people with multiple sclerosis, absorption of calcium is connected with our nerve and muscle health. It has also been shown to improve neurological function. And one huge benefit that I can see through my research, which comes up time and time again, is the reduction of anxiety through use of lysine. And the way that it does this is it acts as a serotonin receptor to prevent any anxiety responses within the body. In link to the anxiety, it also helps with other psychological symptoms and can even extend to helping people with schizophrenia. Lysine is a powerful weapon against inflammation and all of the symptoms and conditions caused by viruses. And so just before I share with you a few more benefits of lysine and share with you the foods that lysine is contained in, I just want to tell you what my own experiences have been and how I even know about lysine in the first place. If you're anything like me and have outbreaks of cold sores, then you may have heard of lysine because it's more commonly associated with helping to heal and prevent cold sores from happening again. I used to use a chapstick with lysine in it, but they discontinued it, and that's how I found the tablets. I use 1,000 milligrams, and when I had my last outbreak of a cold sore, which was actually, touch wood, quite a long time ago, I noticed that the recovery process was so short. My cold sores would take about 3 to 4 weeks to go away, but I started taking the lysine. Honestly, after about a week, the blisters had calmed down, the scab had fallen off, and there was a small sort of red patch left, but apart from that, everything had completely gone. Suffice to say, it really did help to heal it up. I started to think and link the herpes virus syndrome with like shingles, and then maybe look into the Epstein-Barr, because obviously that's a viral thing, and as we know, we've heard that that was the potential of triggering multiple sclerosis. That's kind of where my research came from. So not only is it so beneficial to people with multiple sclerosis, the other benefits are diabetes. It helps with diabetes in slowing the rise in blood glucose levels after eating. It helps with eye conditions such as cataracts. It can help with blood pressure. It can protect the nerves from damage and pressure. and it can even extend to helping people with cancer. So I did tell you that I was going to go through food supplements to tell you what lysine is found in, so let's do that now. If you're a meat eater, you can get that in your beef, chicken and lamb. If you like seafood, you can get it from mussels, prawns and oysters if you're that little bit more exotic. Fish is salmon, cod and tuna. Dairy products will be milk, cheese and yogurt. And if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, then you can get this through legumes, I think that is how you pronounce it, which is basically through soy, kidney beans, chickpeas, and then through your nuts and seeds, which would be pistachio, pumpkin seeds and cashew. There is probably a more extensive range, so please go and have a look yourself and go and find out. My supplements are from Holland & Barrett, that's in the UK, I believe, but also anybody watching out there, I'm sure that you would be able to find lysine online, or if not, just in your general health store. I really hope that this video has given a bit of an outlook to what lysine can do for our bodies and the support that it can offer us. I was only ever taking it for my cold sores, but now it's definitely 100% going to be a supplement that I'm taking every day. For some people, you may need to check with your healthcare provider or just check yourself whether you are able to take this, because I know that certain people are not, so please check before taking. Please go look yourself, please go research yourself. This is obviously only touching the tip of the iceberg, but thank you everybody for watching and I shall see you soon. Bye everyone.